little matter of civilians running the military. Obama calls a meeting. A general follows orders.
General McChrystal is on his way here, and I am going to meet with him. Secretary Gates will be meeting with him as well.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
But the future of General McChrystal is rather unclear this morning. Months of tension between the president and his top general in Afghanistan erupts after that unflattering magazine profile. A resignation is reportedly on the table. Difficult meeting. What will they talk about?
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Stanley McChrystal handles some truth. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. We're looking for two good men, Barack Obama and Stanley McChrystal, meeting at the White House today.
One of them may not have a job by the end of the day. It's at the top of the news. Loose lips sinks ships, and they actually may take down the U.S. commander in Afghanistan. President Obama will decide General McChrystal's fate at a White House meeting this morning.
I think it's clear that the article in which he and his team appeared showed a poor... showed poor judgment.
Two military officials say McChrystal is prepared to submit his resignation. This comes at a critical time in the war. 2010 is on track to be one of the deadliest years for U.S. troops. The planned operation in Kandahar has been delayed, and the Karzai government is threatening to cut a deal with the Taliban.
With all that, joining us now is Jonathan Alter, author of The Promise, President Obama Year One, and he's also a columnist at Newsweek magazine. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, John.
So they say a rolling stone gathers no moss, but how long has this tension been simmering, really?
Well, at least 9 months. This is not General McChrystal's first trip to the woodshed.
Indeed. When was the last one, just to remind us?
Well, it goes back to last fall when there was a sense that General was also talking out of school. So there's a backstory to all
right,
all of this.
We will get to the backstory of White Houses and woodsheds in just a moment. Jonathan Alter, stay with us.
A federal judge has blocked the Obama administration's six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling projects. The White House says it will appeal, and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he'll issue a new moratorium with more information on why it's necessary. That's not sitting well with Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
I'm asking the federal government, I'm asking the president, I'm asking the administration, I'm asking Secretary Salazar, do not appeal this injunction.
Jindal says 150,000 jobs in Louisiana are affected by the drilling ban. Republican voters in South Carolina have chosen Nikki Haley to be their candidate for governor.
This was the best grassroots underdog campaign we have ever seen.
Also in South Carolina, Tim Scott, an African-American, defeated Strom Thurmond's son in a Republican congressional race.
Back to Washington, President Obama has unveiled his patient's Bill of Rights.
No more discriminating against children with pre-existing conditions. No more retroactively dropping somebody's policy when they get sick if they made an unintentional mistake on an application.
The rules go into effect officially in September. A federal healthcare website detailing the changes goes online July 1st. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has a little update for us all. He says banks have repaid now 75% of the bailout money so far during the financial bailout. You'll remember all the billions went out. Well, they're coming back. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 10,293. The S&P starts at 1,095. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,261. Coming up this morning, a small debate, less tense than what's going on at the White House. What's the better summer pie, the sweet cherry or the very, very sour rhubarb? We talk food every Wednesday, and that contest gets decided later this hour.
When they're both delicious, does it matter? We're going to learn more about the last time that President Obama had to have a chat with General McChrystal for speaking out to candidate. Jonathan Alter rejoins us in a moment.